Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And what a great day it is for me to be right here at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, where I've broadcast before. But today it's particularly meaningful because there are lots of indications. If you look at the inflation rate, if you look at everything seeming to spin wrong in this country, and unemployment boosted by, it's revealed now in new polling, boosted by at least 1.8 million people who are willing to say that they are not accepting job opportunities because they would have to give up their unemployment benefits. There are so many things that are reminiscent in some ways about another period of time when we had a Democratic president, Democratic House, Democratic Senate, and then there was a candidate named Ronald Reagan. And 1980 happened, and then 1984 happened. And America and the world changed for the better. How do we duplicate that? We'll be speaking to two former Reagan aides, including Peter Robinson of the Hoover Institution, who was the speechwriter who wrote the Tear Down This Wall, Mr. Gorbachev speech. He'll be joining us. We'll be joined by the Republican nominee for mayor of New York about what you do concerning several thousand homeless people who've been living in hotels at city expense in New York City. And nice hotels, Midtown Manhattan, kind of hotels that cost normally $500 a room. And now they're being evicted and sent to what they call congregate housing, which is also provided by the city. And they don't like it, and the Legal Aid Society doesn't like it. So what would the Republican candidate for mayor, if he got elected through some miracle, what would he do about it? We will talk to Curtis Sliwa about that a little bit later in the show. And coming up, we'll be talking recall. Because with Larry Elder's entry into the race yesterday, there is new energy behind the recall effort. And no one is saying this is a sealed deal for retaining Gavin Newsom. It's a race. So what's the essence of the race? We'll be speaking to Jen Horn, a good friend and daughter of my partner in radio and distributing this show, Mike Horn of CRN. And she'll be giving us the very latest inside California scoop on what's going on with the recall. But first, inside scoop on the runaway Democrats, the stampeding Dems, who are still in Washington, D.C. There was a huge piece in the New York Times about the heartbreaking story of a Democratic member of the House of Representatives in Texas who had to postpone her wedding because she was busy leaving the state so she wouldn't have to vote, so they wouldn't have voting reform. And the hysteria about this issue is comical. It's the only way to look at it. Listen to Kamala Harris, the Vice President of the United States. She was at a meeting with the runaway Democrats in D.C., and she was praising them, again, for their courage, for standing up to what exactly? Here is the vice president at the meeting. Here's explaining what exactly is going on. Listen.
You all know I've been traveling, and as most recently as yesterday when I was in Detroit and heard of your courageous stand, I talked about exactly what I believe about the courage and the commitment and the patriotism that you all have evidenced by your actions in addition to your work and your words. And I know what you have done comes with great sacrifice, both personal and political. And you are doing this in support and in defense of some of our nation's highest ideals. Reporters asked me, well, you know, what do you think about this? I said, look, defending the right of the American people to vote is as American as apple pie.
Yay, apple pie! Yay, way to go. This is at great sacrifice? Okay, this lady whose name is Celia Israel, whose wedding has been postponed, they're going to have the wedding anyway. And she was getting married in the state capital. She's been together with her partner, her bride. And, yes, it is a same-sex wedding in Texas, though she says we're just a couple of old-fashioned Texas cowgirls. Okay. And, well, there they are now being praised for their sacrifice for the highest American ideals. Is it one of America's highest ideals that you have the right to go vote at 3 a.m.? And that's part of what we're talking about. The Republicans don't want to do all-night drive-through voting. Now, again, this is a point the Wall Street Journal made. If you're having a polling place of any kind open at 3 a.m., do you think that's a little bit more an invitation to fraud than having one open at, say, 3 p.m.? I mean, the entire thing that it's America's highest ideals, that you have drive-through voting or that you have 29 days of early voting instead of 20 days of early voting. I mean, this is sacred. Well, Kamala Harris says so. She goes on, and the comparison she makes honestly should be trashed and reacted to by even people on the left who otherwise admire Kamala Harris. Here's the vice president. Listen.
And when I think about what you all have done, I'm going to just set this moment in the context of history. In 1867, Frederick Douglass appealed to the Congress, the United States Congress, for the right for black men to vote. 1913, women marched down Pennsylvania Avenue for the right to vote. 1965, Democrats and Republicans stood for the absolute of American principle of all people having the right to vote and passed the Voting Rights Act. And 2021, the Texas legislature came to Washington, D.C.
Okay, the Texas legislature came to Washington, D.C. to get the Congress to give people the right to vote. I mean, what are we talking about here? And unfortunately, it's not just Kamala Harris. Listen to Amy Klobuchar, senator from Minnesota. Again, hailing, quote, these people of courage. Listen.
We stand here with these people of courage, with freedom fighters who came to Washington, D.C. To seek salvation because they are not going to be able to get that governor of Texas to protect the voting rights of the people of Texas. We know that. In fact, instead of trying to make it easier for people to vote, the governor and the Republicans in the legislature have done everything to make it harder, including threatening these legislators over and over again, and they are standing their ground just as we are standing our ground.
Okay, salvation and freedom fighters? Are these freedom fighters? I mean, yesterday we were referencing a movie called Tombstone, a Val Kilmer and Kurt Russell movie. And now it's time to recall another film starring Mel Gibson.
They'll never take our freedom!
Okay, this is no joke. They're trying to figure out if there's a way they can send the Texas Rangers out after the runaway Texas legislators. The entire thing is comical. But I'll tell you what isn't comical. A new numbers that came out about breaking records with the number of drug deaths in this country. What do we do about it? We'll be speaking to a executive vice president of one of the leading anti-drug organizations about what's going on with this death rate.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. Here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results. And after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone. But the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone. And so, therefore, my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
God help me, I'm addicted to
The Michael Medved Show.
On The Michael Medved Show, I'm broadcasting today from the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California. We'll be here for the whole show, and then we have a speech this evening. Come out and join us, speaking at 6 o'clock, and then a book signing and questions afterward. So it should be a great day. It's a beautiful day, actually. It's mild in Southern California, and come join us. You're supposed to let the folks here at Reagan Library know beforehand with your name and a sign-up. Okay, headline today in Washington Post. More than 93,000 drug overdoses in the U.S. in 2020. A record driven by fentanyl. That, of course, one of those awful opioids. 93,000 deaths last year. Question is why we have the privilege of speaking to Luke Niforatos, who is the executive vice president of SAM. SAM stands for Smart Approaches to Marijuana. He is the chief of staff and senior policy advisor. He has a long record of working in nonprofits and working on the issue of drug abuse, addiction, and now we see death. Luke, what is going on? Why this extraordinary increase in every state of the death rate from opioids, from drug overdoses, between 2019 and 2020 last year?
Well, hi, Michael. And, man, it's such an honor to be on your show. I grew up, you know, as a kid listening to your show. My dad would play you in the car.
Thank you.
Had a real profound impact on my political formation. So I want to thank you for the great show you've been doing.
Thank you.
You bet. It is deeply troubling to see the numbers we saw. The CDC has pointed this out. Our NIH here in America has pointed this out as well, the addiction crisis. And I would say there's two key reasons for why we're seeing this sickening surge in people dying from drug overdoses. The first is the obvious one. You know, COVID-19, the pandemic, people have been locked away in their houses, jobs and businesses shut down. It's just been a real disaster, you know, economically, but also we're seeing the personal impact now where people, were isolated, alone, but those who dealt with addiction to begin with and those who now are newly dealing with addiction, facing the consequences of drug use. And it's really terrible. And I think the second driver of this is that, you know, we're facing a culture, and certainly a media that is much more accepting of drug use. There's kind of this notion out there that, doing drugs is no big deal. It's your own, your own decision. It's a victimless crime, some people say. We're learning that that's really not true, that, drug use has, terrible consequences, that the fentanyl that we're seeing proliferate across the market, people are getting into, it's three times more potent, than heroin. And we're seeing, companies are starting to look at investing in this because we're seeing, a push to legalize all drugs now. Oregon became the first state in the country to decriminalize all drugs. If you're 14 years old in Oregon and you're caught using heroin, you can pay a $100 fine and your parents will never even know about it.
Is that for real for heroin, a $100 fine?
Yes, all drugs. Heroin, crack, cocaine, no matter what you're doing as a 14-year-old kid in Oregon, you can pay a fine and your parents will never be notified.
Okay, there's a quote in this Washington Post coverage by Keith Humphreys, who's a psychiatry professor at Stanford, and he's one of the country's leading experts on addiction and drug policy. He says every one of those people, 93,000 of them, somebody loved them. It's terrifying. It's the biggest increase in overdose deaths in the history of the United States. It's the worst overdose crisis in the history of the United States. And we're making no progress. It is just overwhelming. Is he right?
Yeah, Keith is a really good friend of mine and of my organizations. He's one of the most prominent researchers, and I think he's nailed it on the head. This is not just a statistic. These are people who are dying, many of them alone, many of them with co-occurring mental illness or other troubling factors that contributed to them getting into drugs and getting hopelessly addicted. And we need to do a lot more. And frankly, we're at a situation in this country where, like I said, they think drug use is no big deal. We're not seeing the kind of investment in preventing drug use before it happens. It's called prevention. That is so important. Our kids in schools are hearing the absolute wrong messages about drugs these days, whatever drug it may be, from psychedelics, which we're now seeing companies produce psychedelic beverages to try to capitalize on the psychedelics craze. And so we're seeing all kinds of, you know, efforts to normalize drug use. And so that's sending the wrong message, and people are starting to get into this. Now,
okay, just to put this in perspective for a moment, so everybody gets this, we're talking about five times the number of deaths from drug overdoses, and what the report says is that the majority of those deaths involved multiple drugs, people mixing their drugs, but five times the number of murder victims. In other words, everybody's horrified, and rightly so, by the upsurge in murder. But this is 500% worse in terms of the number of deaths. How do you mobilize people on something like this and then mobilize them to do what next?
That is a great question, and I think you put it in the right context. And where we're at is we need to prioritize drugs as a major problem to be addressed in our country because, as you pointed out, it's something that's rapidly growing. It's deeply concerning. You look at, you know, we have the Office of National Drug Control Policy in this country, ONDCP. They are supposed to be overseeing, you know, the response to this crisis. And every year, Congress tries to either cut their budget somewhat or cut it entirely. So, you know, administrations aren't prioritizing drugs as an issue that needs to be addressed. And then, you know, we need to cut down on efforts to normalize drug use, like what the state of Oregon did. You know, we need to focus on prevention. We need to focus on educating, you know, starting with our youth, but also the public on, you know, this is what happens when you get into drugs. Don't start because it could end in something catastrophic. And then we also need to focus on treatment. So there needs to be a lot more funding for treatment for people who are living with addiction. You know, treatment is one of the most underfunded services in this country, and it's because nobody realizes how desperately needed it is. You know, with millions of people living with addiction in this country, they need access to proper treatment to help them, you know, get off of their addiction. And, you know, there are folks who are taking this, in my opinion, the exact wrong way. When you look at, like, the state of Rhode Island, for example, which just became the first state in the country to legalize what's called, quote, safe, end quote, injection sites. Safe injection sites, where they are literally going to have medical professionals oversee administering these drugs to people who are addicted. And that's just the wrong direction.
That's been a big issue in Seattle. And what everybody points to, and we need to talk about this further, is the great experience of Portugal. Like, America should deal with drugs the way Portugal does. Whatever we're doing right now, 93,000 deaths in 2020, we can do better. That's what a lot of voters are saying in California with a recall election to try to replace the rather feckless Gavin Newsom. We'll talk about how that's going exactly with Jennifer Horn coming right up.
There's a time where someone from the outside has to step in and take control.
Michael Medved. Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says they're prepared to adjust monetary policy if inflation increases beyond levels in line with their goals. Powell said while testifying before a House, inflation will likely remain high in the coming months before moderating. However, Powell said there's currently strong economic growth, driven by coronavirus vaccinations. Texas Land Commissioner George P. Bush is suing the Biden administration to restart border wall construction.
The Constitution says that the president and an executive or agency cannot ignore the will of the people as appropriated through Congress.
He says Congress allocated more than $5 billion to construct fencing and walls around the southern border. Bush joining Arizona AG Mark Brnovich, who announced Monday that he's seeking an injunction against Biden's efforts to stop border wall construction. This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness.
One of the great things about President Reagan, among many, he had a great sense of history. And he did not buy this idea that American history was a record of shame and exploitation and failures and basically shortcomings. And you'll notice that in that little quote you just heard, he cites two of his predecessors who he greatly admired. One of them, Abraham Lincoln, last best hope of earth, and the other, Franklin Roosevelt, who at one time Reagan was a big supporter of, talking about a rendezvous with destiny. We had a rendezvous with Jennifer Horn, and here she is, the host of the Morning Answer, co-host of the Morning Answer on AM 870 KRLA. Here in Southern California, and a student and participant in California politics. So, is the recall election a waste of time, or is there a real chance that there's going to be a new governor?
Well, you know, and Michael, it is so nice to have you here in Southern California at the Reagan Library, which I think is one of the most special places in all of Southern California. It's just such a gorgeous venue, and you are so loved around here. It's a pleasure to have you here. And, you know, I think already the recall has been a success because it has sent a message that even in the most liberal state, the most liberal governor has failed us. And over 2.2 million people signed a petition to recall him. And so whether or not Gavin Newsom is absolutely recalled at the end of all of this, the message has been sent. We are recall crazy in California. There are like 8 recalls that are percolating right now in the state for very socialist, left-leaning Democrats who have found their way into office. I do think that having Larry Elder, having Assemblyman Kevin Kiley in the race It has shaken things up a little bit, and I think that if anybody can do it, my money's on Larry Elder. I think the chances are a lot better than they were a couple of weeks ago.
Well, the key thing is with all these different people, that's not what I was emphasizing on the air yesterday, was with all these different people jumping in, each one helps the cause of the
yes.
recall because you get to vote twice. And it's not like ranked voting, but the one vote that matters most is just voting no on Gavin Newsom, which should be an easy vote for moderates, conservatives, wherever you come from. Vote no on Gavin Newsom.
Right.
And then you have an array of people to choose from, who any one of which would be a striking improvement on Governor Newsom.
And each of them bring their own fan base. You know, typically when we have elections, let's say Gavin Newsom was on the ballot in 2018, when he was on the ballot, there were Republicans fighting all over the place. And I was screaming at the top of my lungs on my platform to say, you know, guys, we need to coalesce behind one candidate. But now the more candidates are in this race, the better it is, because the more there is not a coalition of people, Democrats included in the state, who are pro Gavin Newsom right now. I have not met one of them. There are people who are either apathetic or they want to get him out of office. And so I think this is very much about turnout, and that's going to come into play. It is a mail-in ballot election, so everybody's going to get a ballot. Even the 1.8 million people who are not eligible to receive a ballot will still get one, and there'll be an opportunity for fraud, I'm sure. But that being said, is someone really, like, hot under the collar to save Gavin Newsom? Only the Democrat Party.
Well, and even with that, what I've seen so far of the polling, it's not a done deal. It is just a little bit beyond the margin of error whether or not Newsom survives. Because, see, if he is voted out, he does not have his name on to succeed himself after he's voted out. If he's out, he's out. And then it's just whoever gets the largest number of votes. And the reason I do think that it's very, very tough to predict who will have it is you could win easily with this number of candidates and candidates who have fan bases and support and public identity. Somebody could win with 20% of the vote,
absolutely.
Right?
I think someone could win with 18% of the vote, really, and it might look like that. There are going to be 100 candidates on this ballot. Now, some of them are going to be top tier, and you're going to recognize the name, but they all bring something, and they all are going to be splitting the vote. So, for my money, Republicans have not won office, if you count Arnold Schwarzenegger, some people don't, in over a decade. And this is the best chance that Republicans have to take back a statewide office, to take back the governor's mansion. And I think we're well equipped to do that because, again, Gavin Newsom does not have this soaring fan base. You know, they have polling numbers that are out, and the news media will put together a headline saying that Gavin Newsom is set to survive the recall. I'm sure many of you here today have probably seen those headlines. But if you drill down, you see that he's still underwater in his approval rating. He's in the 40 percentile. So that tells me that there is still a majority of people who are not happy with him. I mean, I think that there's a real opportunity to exploit that if people are paying attention, engaged, and realize that they need to vote. Focus on that first question rather than getting bogged down in candidates throwing stones at each other.
Okay, when you talk about Larry Elder, when you talk about Mayor Kevin Faulkner of San Diego, who's another major candidate, when you talk about John Cox, who was the candidate last time, any of them, what is going to be the issue that gets the most traction? What's going to do it to push them over the edge where Newsom falls below 50%.
You remember when we had the luxury of living in California, we said, gosh, any candidate who could run on solving traffic would be the person. Those days are gone, and that's because of leftist rule in the state. And truly, I mean, we are kind of a microcosm of why socialist policies do not work in this country and should not be implemented across the whole United States. But When you look and see who is in this race and what the top issue is, there are so many now. It's homelessness, it's the economy, it's crime, it's the schools. I think that there isn't a single issue, but I think it is about focusing on the middle, right? Focusing on those independent voters that are more powerful than Republicans and more powerful than Democrats in the state. And looking at their concerns, that is improving the school system, which Larry talks about quite a bit. Kevin Kiley, the assemblyman, talks quite about a lot about Kevin Faulkner, who is well-equipped to handle homelessness. He did that in San Diego. That's another problem. And the economy. I think keeping people safe, giving them an opportunity to buy a house and let them send their kids to a good school is really all you need. That's the winning trifecta for me.
What about that issue of America hating curricula in our mm-hmm. schools? Because that, by the way, is a big push for school choice. If you want a curriculum for your kids that says that America is the most evil, corrupt, racist, ineffective regime ever, then if a school choice, you can get that curriculum, but you don't have to subject
that
to my
that.
Children.
That's it. I mean, your zip code should not indicate what kind of school you go to. And if you talk about, you know, racism is such a big hot button issue. The easiest way to keep people down in low-income communities is by not supporting school choice. School choice enables people, enables parents to get their kids a fighting chance and to, by the way, create healthy competition amongst public schools to put some pressure on them, too.
Yeah, again, this is one of those things which is in many ways more interesting and I think more issues-driven than the Schwarzenegger recall, where, of course, he won the recall. And I remember Arianna Huffington was one of the candidates against him. Okay, this time it's going to be more issues-driven because there's no dominant personality. I don't think Caitlyn Jenner counts as a dominant personality. Good luck to her. but this could go any way. If you had to make a prediction, you predict somebody comes close, but Gavin Newsom pulls it through.
Mm-hmm. I think I thought that a couple of weeks ago. I do believe that Larry Elder will change this race. I think it's going to be tight. It's going to be tough. They're going to throw all their resources at Larry. But it's possible that he can pull this off.
And as they say in Yiddish, from your mouth to God's ears. That's Jen Horn. What a pleasure to see you.
So
thank
nice
you
to
for
see
coming
you.
Out. Broadcasting today from the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California. Come out and join us. We'll be right back.
Michael Medved.
I'll be back.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm shook up, and you know what's going to happen? I'm going to be driving down the road listening to all this. I'm going to wreck the car and sue Michael Medved.
Okay, don't sue and don't wreck the car.
The Michael Medved Show.
You'll notice in that clip I said don't sue first. That's and then don't wreck the car. But don't do either. Speaking of a car wreck, the Gavin Newsom administration. We had a question from one of the listeners who's here with us. And by the way, if you have a question or a comment, I think it would take walking up here and grabbing us on the microphone. But if I reckon, you'll raise hands and a wave, and I'll call you out, and they'll come up here. We had one question from Ahuva who asked a question about Governor Newsom. Let's say he loses. Can he run again? And the answer is yes, because they only have term limits for two consecutive terms, and he won't even have served out one. So not only that, I think the way it works in California is that if he got recalled and then he became a candidate in November of 2022 and then he won, he might even be able to run again. But he won. Not an issue. If he loses, he's through. It would be so embarrassing. It would be, he would be the butt of jokes. I know he already is in some quarters, but it's hard to imagine that he would lose this recall election. And the other good thing, and I was talking about with Chen Horn, is that whoever becomes governor in the instance of a recall would have the tail end of 2021, because the election, remember, September 14th. It's not November, and it's not 2022. It's this year. They're going to have a Virginia election right now, which looks like a red-hot race where a Republican was supposed to have no chance, but the polling there is a dead heat. That's coming in November. California recall in September. And frankly, this is one race where not that many people have gotten involved yet. But this would be for people who've ever wanted to get involved in a conservative campaign, and especially with good candidates available like Larry Elder, like Kevin Faulkner, and like many others. This is a good race to get involved with, particularly with one of the Republican candidates who actually has a chance to win. With everything else going on, I mean, This is a strange moment in our country where right now people are so upset, so crying wolf, so determined to frighten people and alarm people for no particular reason. Take a listen to Chuck Schumer, the senator from New York. And he obviously must be feeling very insecure. There was a big full-page ad in the New York Times this morning with a smiling picture of Senator Schumer and the headline, "Thank you, Senator Schumer. What are they thanking? Thank you for sticking up for working men and women. Thank you." And he does not have to face re-election. Of course, the big rumor in New York is that he's going to have a primary challenge. He's up for re-election in November of next year. He's going to have a primary challenge from a candidate I know is going to have a lot of enthusiastic support here, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And, of course, the media would love that because that's sort of a very videogenic campaign. And, by the way, they would probably do with AOC what they did with Trump when he was first running, which is to give him saturation coverage, give her saturation coverage, which they already do anyway. You know, she posts about her house plants and about how she cooks potatoes and how she dances. And I mean, my goodness. In any event, here is Senator Schumer at a press conference earlier today. And this is after the unexampled heroism and courage and freedom fighting of the Texas Democrats has finally sunk in. Senator Schumer had this to say. Listen.
I am meeting at 3 p.m. With a brave group of Democratic lawmakers from Texas. When what the Republican governor is doing in Texas is just despicable. Despicable. It boils my blood to even watch what they're doing to these brave people. To these brave people. When there's not any serious evidence of voter fraud, we know what they're doing. History will show them that they're on the right. History will show that these Texas legislators, these brave people who are visiting us here in D.C., are on the right side. And history will show that the Texas governor are on the wrong side. And when you hear the arguments from some of our Senate Republicans, they're not that different than the arguments made by segregationist senators from the South 50 years ago.
Who are all Democrats?
In terms of voting rights and states' rights to block voting rights, etc.
Okay. What is wrong here? I mean, honestly, this is bizarre.
It's just despicable.
I'm surprised he didn't conclude his remarks by saying, "I am Spartacus." I mean, you remember that? That was Cory Booker who used that in his failed campaign. We should be such a blessed country that the most glaring example of political behavior is what Governor Abbott and the Texas Republicans are doing. That should be the absolute worst. Despicable. Despicable. This is all a game. And I would submit to you that the President of the United States has never, never made a statement that would have less support from just ordinary Americans than the statement, "This is the most serious attack on democracy since the Civil War." I mean, first of all, this is part of the entire program of so many Democrats to denigrate the heroic aspects of our country. I mean, this is something that President Reagan was superb at doing because he knew his history. And he could go back, and at a time when America was still in the midst of the Cold War and who knew how it was going to turn out, and the economy was in the tank, and when President Reagan was running for president the first time, we still had hostages in the embassy in Iran. We had a failed rescue to take them on. Everything seemed to be going wrong. And he was great at reminding Americans about who we are and what we've achieved and what we can do. And here you have this emphasis on courage, this to a country that stormed the beaches of Normandy Do you think that might have taken a little bit more courage than getting on a chartered jet with a several cases of beer? And apparently it was light beer. They say it was light beer of some kind. And this at all at public expense to go off in Washington and to force the cancellation of the wedding of Representative Israel. This is so far beyond to try to honor these people. Look, the threats in the world are very real. And some of them are getting really a very, very disappointing response from President Biden. For instance, we are going to play later in the show the response by the Biden administration concerning refugees from Cuba who were fleeing a communist regime in turmoil. The statement is terribly sad. Remember when he was running for president? One of the things that Biden was saying was compassion for refugees and people seeking asylum. And nobody, by the way, is saying that everyone fleeing Cuba at a time of crisis should be granted instant entry into the United States. However, if you're going to treat Cuban refugees worse than people who just show up at the border who are not fleeing an immediate political crisis, the question is why? Is it because some of those Cubans might be potential Republicans in the future? I mean, I hate to say that, but it makes no sense at all, especially when the demonstrations of courage, the people in the streets in Havana and in Santiago and throughout Cuba, the people in the streets right now are showing a far greater degree of courage than the Democratic legislators who are afraid to come back and actually legislate, reach an agreement on education reform, pardon me, election reform, and do their duty for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.